from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Donnie Football, Jason Mackey in for Joe Starkey and Paul Zeiss on a beautiful now Friday afternoon, just after 12 o'clock. And that music means it is time for a Bechtold breakdown. But first, we do have some programming breaking news that we got from our guy, City Limits. We will be chatting a little bit about the TBT basketball tournament with the Zoo Crew, the former Pitt Panthers, and we'll get to chat with one of the great Pitt Panthers of the 2000s, LaVance Fields, in a little bit over 20 minutes, Jason.
What does he think? He can just break into our show just like that?
Hey, man, yeah, I'll let him do it. I'll let him do it. He was on one of the most memorable Pitt teams of my lifetime, and a small dude in stature, but man, he had some big moments. I will never forget. And I know it's, you know, a relatively meaningless game. One of the Pitt basketball moments that is entrenched into my brain for good reason. His game-winning three against Duke at Madison Square Garden way back in, I guess it would have been December of 08.
Wow.
Epic moment,
dude. I'll just make this point very quickly, but with Jeff Capel getting extended, I am so pro that move because Capel has Pitt basketball back to days like that. In that direction. I'm not saying it's exactly what it was at the height of its powers, but it's so nice to have Pitt basketball here, relevant, competitive. You're excited about what they're going to do. Jeff Capel's been a huge part of that. But, yeah, to the LaVance Fields stuff, man, what a player.
Yeah, Pitt basketball back to relevance, which is very fun. But without further ado, you hear the music. Bechtold breakdown time. Limits.
The Bechtold breakdown for Friday, July 19th. Here we go. Jason touched on it a little bit, how Jeff Capel is extended through 2029-30. You know, Donnie, I don't think there's a coach that at least I've covered and been around. I've probably been around Capel more than any other college coach or any local high school coach outside of Baldwin, other than maybe Andy Toole for RMU. The way he goes about his business and has turned this program around from, you know, the depths of despair to being a tournament team last year, should have been a tournament team this year, and bringing in a pretty good roster for this year, I think it's deserved for Capel. And I've really grown to like the guy a lot and think he's doing a really good job.
I think it's absolutely deserved. I was a little bit surprised that it came in like news dump fashion. It wasn't
celebrated.
It was just something that came across your Twitter timeline. You saw Pitt release a, they sent out a news release about it. It was really just a bulletin. I thought maybe we'd get like a press conference out of it or something. I mean, his tenure at Pitt, I think, should be celebrated a little bit more. Now, I mean, has he gotten this team to a Final Four or even an Elite Eight or Sweet 16? No, but think about where he brought them from. In his first couple of seasons, I'll be honest, I thought, man, they might not get out of this very well with Jeff Capel, because the Stallings era was a disaster. And the first few years with Capel, he hit some very rocky bottoms. He had to deal with a ton of team turmoil that they finally got clear of. He saw a lot of promising players leave the program. He then learned to handle the transfer portal on the other side of things very well. Blake Hinson was a huge get for this program, along with many of the other guys that were on that tournament team. Hinson, I've had people say, and Christopher Carter of the Post-Gazette, I remember having him on this season, this past season, right before we got to Selection Sunday. He said that Blake Hinson, one of the most impactful two-year players in Pitt history, and I think he's right. I mean, he had a massive impact on getting this program back to relevancy, and Jeff Capel deserves a ton of credit for where they're at right now.
Yeah, I think at Nike Sabandi, Nelly Cummings, two of the guys that are playing on this current TBT team that's tipping off this weekend, and just the renaissance that Jeff Capel had. If he did not have that season and that team, who knows what the future of Pitt basketball would have looked like. That was kind of like a make-or-break type of year for Capel, and he made it out to be incredible.
Yeah, and I don't envy Capel for the situation that he walked into, Austin.
No.
I don't. I mean, it's ugly. You're trying to take a place where people are actively trying to leave and make it one where people actively want to stay and that you can attract more talent. If you take a step back and think about that, like, Pitt is bringing in talent now either via traditional recruiting, the transfer portal, or whatever. People where it makes sense for them to stay are staying. Just wasn't happening that way in the past, and that doesn't happen overnight in college athletics.
Jason, Pittsburgh was the highest rated city by far watching the All-Star game with a 9.9 rating, just barely getting close to 10. Blew away Philadelphia, who was second place at 8.6. I've made this argument for years that Pittsburgh is by far and away undeniably a baseball town, and if everybody was good, the Steelers are obviously king and number one. I don't think there's any disputing that. But then it's the Pirates and then everyone else with a huge bit of separation, even though we know how well the Penguins have been over the last two decades. I think that if this team can explode and make their way into the playoffs, I mean, Bucko Fever is going to reign supreme again.
Skeens of Mania, brother. Running up on you.
We'll be ripping shirts off. I mean, I'll be at a playoff game ripping my shirt off if they get there.
You won't have a shirt on to start. Who are you kidding? Come on.
I could put Hi Mom on my chest. I mean, I absolutely agree that, you know, we can have plenty of cynical people in this town tell us that it's not a baseball town.
Liars.
All you got to do is win. I know it's easier said than done. I mean, you think back to 10 years ago. I mean, you get chills just thinking about it. Some of the scenes that you got at PNC Park in 13 through 15. And I'm not just saying those playoff games or those wild card games. I'm talking regular season games, too. You can think back to some really big games, really big series that it was just electric at PNC Park.
The idea that this is not a baseball town limits is one of the most insane things that I deal with on our side of things, the newspaper business. I mean, we chart every single thing that people do. How long you stay on the page, how do you get to our story, how many people click on a story, how many people look at it concurrently, right? I obsess over this stuff because it matters to me. It matters in my job. And the Pirates drive traffic, and they have driven traffic. Like, there were years, two or three years ago, I was second only to our Steelers guys. Couple years, I think it might have been last year, like I was second to only Dulac in traffic. Like, oh, really? Nobody cares about the Pirates, huh? Y'all got a funny way of showing it by just maybe you're just like hate reading stuff. I don't know. I mean, people are hesitant to go to games, I think, because they want to see the Pirates put forth an investment in the team. But don't give me the crap that people don't care about the Pirates. They do.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yinzerpalooza weekend at the ballpark and all throughout Pittsburgh with a Wiz Khalifa bobblehead on Saturday. I know that's a hot commodity for you, maybe, Donnie. I know you're not going to any of the games you tweeted. But as
a rapping Wiz Khalifa bobblehead.
That's right. But as Mr. Pittsburgh, or maybe your second place, so Russell Wilson, who's trying to be Mr. Pittsburgh right now, what is your favorite part of not just the city and everything, but the Yinzerpalooza experience? You know, there's a pierogi eating contest. I'm just going to be sitting out there with my buddies on Saturday watching the game out by the bullpens like I typically try to do and just kind of soak it all in, especially against Philadelphia, which it always seems to be against.
Well, first off, I do think there is a bit of a ball drop here from the organization, and I'm not taking too heavy of a shot at them. They were home on April 20th. How do you not have the Wiz Khalifa bobblehead on 420?
Yeah.
Because I don't... That idea. They
How do you not have it on 420?
Where there's smoke, there's fire, Donnie. It has to be this Saturday.
Oh, there's going to be plenty of smoke.
They got burned by that one.
Yeah. But you mentioned the pierogi eating contest. I've actually had somebody, and it's somebody who works at PNC Park, works at a lower level of the organization, sort of a game day ops type deal, like around the stadium, not necessarily for the team. That is a friend of a friend, has reached out to me in the past about entering the Mrs. T's hot dog eating contest. Or not hot dog, pierogi eating contest. I got the hot dogs from a couple weeks ago in my mind. I did not do it last year. I won't be able to do it this year. I do have to try to make that happen in the future because I know whichever game I was at last year for Yinzerpalooza weekend, it was either the Friday or Saturday. I did get a pretty good kick out of the pierogi eating. And I think I would enjoy it. As long as it's not the sauerkraut ones, I can't do it.
Jason, I'm sure you'll be at the ballpark this weekend.
I will. I'll be there on Friday. I won't be there Saturday and Sunday, though. I'm going up to Cooperstown for Leland. So, good reason to miss, but I'll be there one night. Sounds like somebody's scared of the pierogi eating.
Yeah, he doesn't want to take a part, especially after the hot dog eating contest. No more food eating contests around here.
I can't get there. I have a doctor's appointment that night. I think we're on vacation.
Well, I do know this. I can say for a fact that those pierogies will not be like triple the size they should be, like the hot dogs we had to deal with.
I got two more for you.
Go ahead.
Over 2.2 million unique players played EA Sports College Football 25 during the early access portion It hasn't even been officially launched to the world until today. So, Donnie, there is somebody who went to Waynesburg with me that has created a Waynesburg team in EA Sports College Football 25. Shout out Carter Newcomb. And I think, I don't know if it's just him that can play as Waynesburg or if he can share that with other people. Maybe there is a chance that I can rebuild Waynesburg one day.
Now, did he make like their current roster or did he try to make some sort of all-time team?
He made like John F. Wiley, I think the current roster. He's got the colors, like the burnt orange,
what?
The regular Waynesburg helmet, the black helmet, the white helmet, all the above.
So I'll suggest this if you want to find a good Waynesburg team. He does have to go back about a decade. I'm not saying
to
that
beating
because,
W&J.
Yes, I was on that last team to beat W&J. I'll beat that drum until it happens again. I was only a freshman, but hey, I could have been a scout team MVP. I could have been a key piece of that upset finally taking place. But man, that was a really good squad that I was on. If you ever go back to like the last 10 or so years, and I'm not even saying just the year I was there, but like 2011 through 14, that was a pretty high point for Waynesburg football in recent memory. So if you're looking to make a team from at least the last 10 years or so, I suggest going back there, because I know the last handful of years, it hasn't been the greatest.
Doesn't seem there's a Westminster College team yet, Jason.
I know.
It's open for you, Jason.
This is ridiculous. I was just about to say, I've been in this studio for 2.5 hours, and there's far too much Waynesburg talk. We talk about Westminster. There should be a Westminster team.
Jason, how annoying is it to you? Because it's annoying to me, and I didn't even go there. Which I also found out through gorgeous Charlie Borges, one of our producers here. You, Charlie, and my brother-in-law were actually all not at the same time, but you guys were all in the same fraternity.
Yes, we were. Sigma Phi Epsilon.
Yes, and you had the older lady who makes all the food. She's still around. Yeah.
She's great.
My brother-in-law sends her a Christmas card every year.
Oh, T was the greatest, man. So can I tell a brief story?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is so funny. So T was this older lady who would cook us lunch and dinner Monday through Friday in the frat house. And she was somebody who worked in a frat house for like 30 years. She was occasionally vulgar, but very funny. and she would yell, "Hey, Yins want fries!" You know, at lunch. And you know, just like screaming in the frat house. So I've told my boys this, who are 5 and 10. And so our younger one, Teddy, will go around the house around dinner time and go, "Hey, Yins want fries!" You're killing me. But anyway, just to hear a five-year-old walk around saying, "Yins want fries."
Do you ever get bugged, though, whenever people mess it up and they call it Westminster?
I haven't gotten any Westminster.
No.
That was Lanny's first lesson when we stepped in the door.
I feel like what to call it Westminster?
To not call it Westminster.
Okay. Because it might no, I've covered a lot of sports around the conference. I mean, I do things with the PAC Sports Network every fall and winter season. You always get Westminster. The other one that drives me through a wall is St. Vincent's.
Yeah,
and I get that
I've
from
heard
people.
That a lot.
You get that from people that are even around that area, like people that live out in Westmoreland County.
But that's
like,
a Yinzer
St.
thing,
Vincent's.
Having to pluralize everything.
Yeah, yes. It's his college, St. Yeah. Vincent's like, College.
No, Vincent does not own the college, believe it or not. But
yeah,
you get St. Vincent's a ton, and you get Westminster a ton. I feel like that's got to drive people buggy.
Well, you have buggies up there, too.
Oh, yeah, you
Amish
do.
Amish horse and buggies. But, yes, it's Westminster.
All right, Donnie, one more quick one before we get to LaVance Fields. 30 seconds. I wore a Big Brother shirt because I like the reality TV show. Call me weird. I don't care. On Wednesday, Joe and Paul said nothing about it. I know you kind of like reality TV. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
The show Big Brother?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I
quick thoughts on it.
So I never watched Big Brother a ton. Sarah loves reality TV. She
Incredible.
Watches all of them. I mean, she was with some of her friends last night. She was going through shows and podcasts that she listens to, and I had no idea. I mean, that must be me when I get like in-depth sports or like pro wrestling or something with her. It's just in one ear, out the other. Now, her favorite one, which she has turned me on to, is The Challenge.
Yeah, I like The Challenge. Big Brother and The Challenge are the only reality TV shows I watch, and The Challenge was a recent addition.
Yeah, The Challenge I kind of see as like a mix of Survivor and Big Brother,
yes,
almost.
Yes, it is.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't think – I've never gotten into Big Brother, but I can see the appeal.
I'll save you guys some time. I got nothing. I watch no television other than sports. I kid you not. I kid you not. I don't have any time.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Donnie.
Thank you, City Limits.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.